Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, I come bearing gifts.
Gifts?
Well, not physical gifts, but...
It's pronounced GIFs.
Oh, so I come bearing GIFs. Michael Jackson eating popcorn. SpongeBob going, what? Just describing GIFs I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you mean GIFs?
Something very special happened today.
What's that?
I found a way to combine two of the show's interests.
Yes.
You, of course... remember the show we do?
The Sound of America in college?
In college.
Humor Force 5, our short form improv group in college.
No, but when's that coming back, huh? Bring back Humor Force 5.
I think it's the last time I was at Santa Cruz, I saw a sign for it. I think it still exists.
Huh. What's weird that we're not in it.
I know.
Huh.
We should be flying back on our industry jets.
Vanessa, Max, Haley,
Jessica.
Yes. All the old members.
Yeah.
We've been Walton Goggins.
Sure.
Has been a topic on this show for some reason.
He's on a television show with our friend Rob Corddry.
Sure.
Rob Corddry was here. And one of his co-stars from the show Justified is my neighbor.
Oh, yeah. We both like Goggins.
Everybody loves Goggins.
We love the severe hairline.
Sure. Really intense. We love that stare.
We love the stare that he does in everything, whether it's drama or comedy or other.
Similarly compelling in all contexts. I think that stare would be just as compelling if he was one of those people who feeds the sea turtles at the aquarium in a scuba suit and goes
right.
And so what you would see that what they eat is very small fish. Like if Goggins was doing that and had that stare, you'd be like, this guy deserves an Academy Award.
Right, exactly.
At least
for turtle feeding.
Emmy.
Right. They don't televise that one.
Yeah.
That happens at the airport Marriott.
The technical
right.
Emmys.
But also on the show, this is not something we've discussed recently, but we have a history of interest in celebrity vanity booze.
Yeah, absolutely so.
Of course, Dan Aykroyd's Crystal Head Vodka we've discussed.
Who hasn't?
The only vodka with a ghost in each bottle.
Danny DeVito's Limoncello.
Right.
It's a taste of life from this famous fellow.
Danny DeVito's Limoncello. We had I was remembering an old
E40 tequila.
Oh yeah, sure.
That's come up on the program.
George Clooney's Casamigos.
Yep.
The only tequila with a pygmy pig in every bottle.
Yeah.
Pig distilled.
Oh yeah, because
he used to have a
tiny pig that slept in his bed.
Ray J's.
Dino Archie really wants to get
it.
I don't want
to.
Like, no. I don't want to.
Our guest on the program, stand up comedian.
Him in here.
No, I don't want. I just was enjoying it, and I was like, I don't want you to leave out Ray J.
Wait, what's Ray J's
making
booze?
Moves?
What's
making real
he has
moves.
Ray J's giant dick vodka.
Wow.
I hit it first. Vodka.
He stirs it.
Yeah.
He stirs the vat.
Man, yeah, he's got scooters and ear pods.
With his massive
weed,
crank.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, is it actually called Making Moves?
No. It's just he is making moves.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly.
What spirit is Ray J making?
No, he's not. I don't know if he's gotten alcohol right now, but he's doing weed and he's getting into tech and he's selling these rideshare scooters.
Gotcha.
And ear pods. Like outdoing the AirPods.
Well, yeah, a tequila cannot be far behind.
Oh, that's probably.
Yeah, it's in the works.
I'm sure he's done. I'd go craft beer, though, maybe.
For Ray J? Or for Dino Archie?
For Ray J. I think that would be
You
cool.
think Ray J would be selling like a hoppy IPA?
No, that's Hanson's territory. Yeah. Hanson has hops, and that is the final word in celebrity craft brew.
The hood needs craft brewery.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's an untapped market.
Oh, our guest, stand-up comedian Dino Archie. Hi, welcome
Dino
to the show.
Dino Archie is on the program.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
So Dino, for you, so we've discussed Walton. Are you a Goggins fan? Are you a Goghead?
I'm a David Goggins fan.
Who's David Goggins?
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No.
Talking about Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins. I know who it is.
From television's Justified.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
The unicorn. He's the titular unicorn.
He's the titular unicorn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who's David Goggins?
I like that guy. The guy you're talking about, Walton, is I don't know much about him, but I like.
He's good and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's when he shows up, I'm not disappointed.
He pops up and you're like, there
he
is.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Walton Goggins sings Misbehavin' in the Fabulous Thunderbirds. What's that show called?
Oh, The Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones. That's one of the best things that's happened on television the last 10 years.
Yeah, that shit fucking rules. It's so good.
Man, I saw that with somehow I was ended up in McBride and those guys' production spot and... Oh, because I was opening for Adam Devine.
Okay.
That's why.
Yeah, he's one of the stars of that.
Yeah, and I came in hot from doing Snap Judgment.
There you go. With our friend Glenn Washington.
Glenn Washington. Oh, yeah,
see him with us at SF Sketchfest in January.
Let's go, champ. Yeah, so I got that from doing the Max Fun Festival.
There you go, from Max FunCon.
Yeah, it's all tied in. So I fly in, go to the hotel. They're like, we're going over to the studio, man. Hop in, drop the shit off, go there. McBride opens the door, and you're like, you're a real guy.
Yeah.
And you really look like this.
Yeah.
And this is dope.
Yeah.
Dope, man. And we all watched it together before it dropped. And I was like, this is changing the game. It was so, because it's hella funny and cinematic and everything's on time.
If you have not seen The Righteous Gemstones, Walton Goggins plays.
I know. Yeah, I like that guy a lot. Now I'm getting it.
He is an ex.
I was friending before.
Child preacher.
Yeah.
And he has this he's had a Christian novelty song that was a hit in the 70s called. Misbehavin'.
It features a long list of things, different types of misbehaving,
right.
Including...
Been caught shaven.
Yeah, and the pièce de résistance is running through the house with a pickle in my mouth.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, this is a very good show if you have slept on the Rice and Gemstones.
Wake up.
What are you doing, running through the house with a pickle in your mouth?
Right?
When you should be watching The Righteous Gemstones.
David Goggins is a ex-Navy SEAL lunatic. Fucking goddamn lunatic. But he's living the lyrics. He's really going, waking up at 4 a.m. for no reason. He's always running. He's on Instagram.
Okay.
He follows no one. That's not what he does.
So and I guess is he like a John McAfee type? Do you got the guy who invented...
That dude's more secretive.
Okay.
McAfee is this guy is like a motivational guy, but he's always like he's talk rough. He cusses all the time.
Right.
His cusses are funny because they're unnecessary. But I like him, though. You know, and he motivates you in a different way. And he's always running. And it's like, what are you running from? You know, at a certain point, you're like, okay, you might want to look into that. But but I like what it makes me do because he's like in his 40s, mid-40s. And he's like, I used to be a fat fucking lying piece of shit. And then I started running. And you're like,
and telling the truth.
Yes. So.
Running and truth telling.
Oh, he keeps it fucking. It is so.
Wow.
We had a colleague when we were resident, not to brag. Jordan and I were both RAs at UC Santa Cruz.
Of course, true. We took the weed, we stopped the drum circles, and we handed out dental dams for safe cunnilingus.
Yep. Oh, so you guys, okay, let me get this straight. You guys were fun police.
Oh, we sure were.
And absolutely.
We both hate fun.
You both hated fun in there.
Well, we love safe cunnilingus.
We love safe cunnilingus, which... pretty fun.
We're sex positive.
We're sex positive.
So we had a colleague, and this guy was, I think maybe...
As long as you just, just respect the rules about no tarantulas in the dorm. No tarantula pets. That's all we ask. And no open flames.
We had
you guys were loose. You weren't hard.
Yeah.
Hard RAs.
Sure. We were pretty chill. I think we looked
no
the other way.
No open flames.
We looked the other way on a lot of stuff.
That's
Had to confiscate a couple of didgeridoos just because they were being used at inappropriate hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think now you know all you need to know about where we went to college.
That's kind of a happy hour instrument.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
between 5 and 7, you get you play the didgeridoo, you have some half-price nachos.
We had a colleague that I think about a lot, and I haven't talked to him since college, but his name was Nick. And Nick was tall. I'm about 6'3", 6'4", in there. And he was, I think, a little taller than me and much more fit than I. Extraordinarily fit. And he was a really nice man, but very quiet and intense. And once I went to his dorm room to, like, bring something to him or pick something up from him.
Some dental dams.
Exactly.
One of your fellow RAs runs out of dental dams.
I just had this one student who would he would knock on my door at 1 o'clock in the morning looking for large-sized condoms. Twice a week, not hyperbole. Jordan knows who I'm talking about because
thick crank David.
Was he on?
I ran into that guy in the valley once.
Oh my God!
Was he just a regular student? Or was he on the sports team?
You know, he was a regular student, a world class sweet doof, and just had a huge crank.
Big old
and
thing.
Yeah. Was
we
running
suspect?
Through all
I don't know. Maybe
Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
anyway,
I didn't actually see the crank.
I went to Nick's dorm room one time, and we had become pretty close, by which I mean that once at lunch he had told me the story of when his Barracuda lit on fire while he was driving it.
Okay.
That's intimate.
Yeah, that was as intimate.
That's not something you share with everybody.
Did you hear him telling that story to anyone else?
That's the thing. Yeah, I think that was the most of himself he had ever revealed to anyone. And our friend Jim Rayal, who's been on this program many times, Jim Rayal, the master of Would You Rather, and Nick were in some kind of Jeet Kune Do fighting club where they would always be out on the quad pretending to fight until one of them pretended to kill the other one, and then they would both nod seriously, and then they'd go back into pretending to fight. Like, just like showing what moves they would do in different situations. And then when somebody, like, got their fingers to the death point on someone's chest, they would stop, and they'd go, Anyway.
That's like the Sherlock Holmes movies.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's anticipating what the fight would be like.
Yes.
That's such bullshit.
No. Have you watched World Star?
And then I'm going to fucking hit him with the right tubular.
Right.
Jugular.
That's not how you win a fight in Diddy's parking lot.
So I went to his room, and he opened the door. And, you know, because we were RAs, again, I'm not here to brag, but we got single rooms.
Sure.
We didn't have to deal with all that roommate bullshit.
Board.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You were stunning if you had your own room.
I
genuinely thought that he had met me at, like, a room that they show to prospective students. There was no evidence a human being was in there. And then I looked at the table and I saw 5 textbooks in, you know, bookended on top of his desk. And that was the only thing in the entire room that showed any evidence that a human being lived there. And it blew me the fuck away. And there are people who have this life. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with them. All I can say is Nick was very nice. I liked him a lot, though I knew nothing about him.
Sure. He did. Maybe you didn't notice this, but I went in his room, too. I mean, just totally bare walls. I mean, like, just mattress pad with the blanket. But on one wall, he had a bookshelf full of broken Teddy Ruxpins.
Yeah.
Just going, we love you, Daddy. We love you, Daddy.
Sure.
What's cool is that guy sounds like an utter psychopath, right?
Yeah.
But all he's doing is less clutter.
Sure. Yeah, he was just early on the condo thing.
Yeah, he was condoing before condo ever condo.
And here's the thing about it, Dino. If you told me, oh yeah, I know Nick. Here's what happened. He was born 18 years old, not born so much as delivered out of a spore, and then went to UC Santa Cruz. I'd be like, huh, makes sense.
Sure.
Like one of those things in Cocoon.
Yes.
One of them cracked open and he just swam out.
And his very handsome, very fit self just walked gracefully and quietly out, staring intently.
And Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Yeah, sure. And then when he reached maturity, he walked out into the ocean, and now occasionally he appears as a blue force ghost.
Yeah.
At important moments in our life, we just look to him and nod.
Riding his flaming barracuda.
Right.
Watching over you.
So anyway, Dina, we also, we for a time, we like to look into the world of celebrity booze, specifically Danny DeVito's Limoncello, which has a delightful Italian-style theme song.
Bum, bum, Jesse, bum, do you want to just... Bum, 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 bum. Danny DeVito's Limoncello. It's a taste of life from this famous fellow. Something, something, something nice, something, something cold
Perlman.
Cold on ice. It's the finest summer drink from Italy. Mia Michi, try the finest. Something, something, something. Oh, you got to try this.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Right, hey.
So it's great.
Did we discuss on the show that a Jordan Jesse Go listener's dad wrote that song?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, one time I sang it and he emailed me.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the commercial?
Yeah. Wrote and performed it.
Man.
Do we got to cut that guy a check every time you sing it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to find another song to sing.
I love those guys who write those jingles.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I still remember some from Fresno.
What are your Fresno jingles? Let's all.
You're a native of Fresno, California. California's beautiful,
loyal
and
to the soil,
and bounteous Central
not
Valley.
Not beautiful.
It's not a beautiful place. There's a lot of like artichokes
there
or
was
whatever.
There was one. I was like 18, 16, whatever age, and it was for AutoZone. Fucking AutoZone. How exciting can that be? This guy got in the booth. Mm-hmm. Whoever recorded, and he'd be like, get in the zone. AutoZone. That was it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I know exactly
I'll never
that.
Forget it. I'll never forget
I remember that very
you know
song from listening to Giants games on KNBR 68, along with a song I've sung many times on this program. When the boomerang go, it come back. You will too. Outback Steakhouse from the land down under.
Wow.
Man, these things stay with you.
And this one's a little bit regional, but I think we all love KNX 1070 News Radio.
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to all the jingle writers out there.
Yeah, it's a dying art.
I love the idea of a guy just sitting at that grand piano in his apartment.
Right, sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, he's wiping off his forehead. He's crumpling up pieces of paper and throwing them in a pile next to his piano. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got to bring these in for McCann. Erickson's going to be there, too.
KNX 1070, informational listening. Simplify.
Gotta sell the sizzle.
Yeah. This comes back around to what I discovered today. So Walton Goggins has a vodka. It's a variety of spirits, but I saw the vodka. It's called like Mulholland Distillery. So I think they do a lot of various spirits. And I was, I was thrilled because, obviously it's been a while since we've discussed celebrity booze. I mean, I think it would be – I did not buy a bottle, but I think it'd be interesting if anybody out there has had Walton Goggins vodka to, hear from them. But also I was thinking about the theme song. Like, as far as I know, there is not a Walton Goggins vodka theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was noodling on this today. I was just at the grand piano, and I was crumpling up things. I had rolled up my sleeves.
Sure. It's a baby grand.
Yeah, right,
he says
right.
A grand.
It's a baby grand.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. No, I'm not Liberace over here. I'm not. I mean, I wish. That's the dream. Someday when this jingle writing thing. But then I got on the phone.
You're more of a Tom Jones with that thick dick.
Did Tom Jones have a thick dick?
Yeah, he's kind of legendarily thick dick.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's totally great.
Who are the thick dick celebrities?
Well,
Milton Berle.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I don't know thick. Ray J.
Both Stephen Curry and DaBaby had nude pictures released. I did not look at them out of a combination of lack of interest and presence of respect.
Yeah, you don't want to look at a leaked nude.
But I bet they both had thick dicks.
Sure. Anyway,
if you're shooting from half court like Steph Curry, you're packing heat.
Okay. So anyway, so it's like, well, this Walton Goggins. It needs a theme song to move it, because this is the first time hearing of it, was just seeing it in the store, and I'm like, oh, this should be on everyone's lips. And then I was like, so why come up with something new when we can go to the past, to mm-hmm. a beloved melody that I think everyone, at least everyone our age, loves.
I'm dreaming of a Goggins vodka.
Close. Okay. Let's keep
table that.
Keep that in the maybe pile.
Okay.
It's a little.
I already.
And here's what I came up with.
Okay.
Walton Goggins has a vodka. Walton Goggins has a vodka. Walton Goggins has a vodka. Goggins has a vodka. Walton Goggins.
Hey, it's simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
it reminds you of Ninja Turtles.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who it is. I know what he's selling.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot better, because that is the problem ultimately with the one I was thinking of. Goggins, hoo hoo.
Oh, sure.
But it doesn't tell you
Walton
what he sells.
Walton has a vodka, and he's Goggins.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's okay. Again, we have a great maybe pile.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to beat Walton Goggins has a vodka.
Walton Goggins.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You could throw ad-libs on it, too.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, right. Immediately I get into my ad-lib bag. That's great.
You got to. Anyway,
are you going to, are you just going to throw this out there and let it be someone take the idea and run with it?
Yeah.
You're just throwing this in the universe.
So here's Walton Goggins vodka. Drink it all up now. It's vodka from
Are you
Walt-
in Tiny Toon Adventures?
Yeah,
trying.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Listen, I mean, I'm open to someone beating it. If you think you can beat Walton Goggins has a vodka to the tune of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I would love you to try. Please feel free to hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook.
JJGo@MaximumFun.org with that voicemail, voice memo, or 206-9844-FUN. We want to hear your theme songs for Walton Goggins vodka.
Right. And it has to include both Walton Goggins and vodka.
Because you got
to
know who's selling it and what they're selling, as Dino said.
And you guys should meet somewhere, like, at the top of Runyon. Mm-hmm. And you have the duel there at the rise, dawn or dusk. From dusk till dawn. You're up there.
Yeah, dawn's good for me. I have something at dusk, but I could do dawn.
I have something from dusk till dawn.
Oh.
I'm going to be watching the movie From Dusk Till Dawn over and over.
Oh. It's not more than 2 hours, though.
I'm going to watch it several times.
Oh, okay.
You can't do that. No.
That's one of those movies that there are, like, weirdly 9 sequels to.
Really?
Yeah, I think
there's a bunch.
It's like Tremors. There's like 10 Tremorses, and I think there's also a comparable number of From Dusk Till Dawn.
There is. I've seen it.
Really?
There's myths.
Wow.
I haven't seen any of them, but I've heard rumblings.
Someone, my friend's dad, had a
one
stash
had another.
Of direct-to-DVD From Dusk Till Dawn movies.
Anyway. I liked that vodka song, Jordan. And
thank you.
But I think we've got listeners out there. Mm-hmm. Who can do one better? I'm glad to hear people just sing a cappella into the telephone.
Yeah.
Or meet us at Runyon.
Dusk or dawn.
I want to hear
really
somebody.
I can do dusk on Monday, dawn on Tuesday, Wednesday's
no
out.
Good.
I want to hear somebody pound it out on their baby grand.
Oh, yeah.
We got listeners with baby grands. We might have a listener with a full grand. Shit. We might have a listener with a motherfucking pipe organ, baby.
Well, you know Ray J's got a pipe organ.
Oh, yeah.
You
maybe
know.
Ray J's a listener.
Oh, I would love it if Ray J listened. Ray J, if you're out there.
Yeah, Ray J's dope.
Seem like you might be a bad person.
Hey, you don't know that.
It's hard to say.
Hard to say.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dino, you're visiting us from Canada.
Well, yes.
Do you know my friend Tony?
Yeah.
Well, he knows our friends Dave and Graham.
Oh, yeah?
He works at Tim Hortons. I know Tony. Tim Hortons.
Tim Horton Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Can I make an apology now that we brought up Dave and Graham? A few weeks ago on the program, I said that when I was in Vancouver last, Dave Shumka and I went to the aquarium.
Right.
Dave Shumka was...
You just went with the Force Ghost of Nick.
Dave Shumka clarified on Twitter, at J.D. Power, that he and I had never been to the aquarium.
Wow.
And in fact, I think what happened was...
That was all cat.
I went to the aquarium with Brian Sonny D. Fernandez, a different handsome white guy.
Sure.
And I conflated the two incidents. I went at the suggestion of either Graham or Dave. I had a nice time. There's quite a big fish petting area. You can pet rays.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. So I just want to apologize.
They're
to
sleek.
I want to apologize to Dave. I want to apologize to Dave's wife, Abby, who's her own person. I want to apologize to their children. I want to apologize to Graham.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the rays.
I want to apologize to all of Graham's roommates, whoever Graham's living with right now. It's just a lot of dicey living situations, Graham. It's kind of his thing.
This is the apology.
Yeah. And I want to, most of all, I want to apologize to the Vancouver Aquarium and to those rays.
Yeah.
Because I should have remembered that. The only person I don't want to apologize to is Brian. I mean, he kind of had it coming.
Yeah.
You know, I got a bone to pick, though, with the aquarium.
Oh, wow.
Let's hear it. Let's hear about this bone.
You guys, I don't see.
You have a bone to pick. Sounds like you have a bone to pick Heathcliff style because you just ate a whole fish and pulled the bones from your mouth.
I love to do that.
Well, yeah, but speaking of that,
they
while they're having.
I'm glad you brought that up.
You set him up for his famous Heathcliff story.
That segues perfectly into my point. That cuts out all the guff I was going to, all the buildup. You got the beluga whale doing his fucking dance for his fish, singing for his soup.
Right.
Yep.
He's starving, but he has to do dance to Beyonce.
And soup is one of the hardest foods for a whale to eat.
Right.
And they're serving fish fillets at the snack bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fucked
sure.
up.
But, I mean, as a whale, it seems like he would be more insulted if they were mammal fillets.
Yeah. Like, that's
but
ultimately closer.
But I bet they do identify more with fish than they do with mammals.
Yeah, do you think he would be insulted if they were serving krill fillets?
Right, it's like, those are mine. Yeah. I love to eat those. Am I a baleen whale? I don't know.
No, belugas are probably not. Toothed whales. What do you think? Is a beluga a toothed or a baleen whale?
My money would be on toothed.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think the toothed ones are the ones that like will do tricks.
Oh.
I don't think you can get a baleen to do a trick because you can't hold. You can't stand on a platform and hold a krill.
Do we? I'm not trying to. Do we need that? Does anyone need to see a whale? Does anyone need to see? I saw the sea lion dance to a sea lion.
Right.
I looked in his eye with tears going down. He doesn't want to fucking do this.
Right.
For no fish.
Sure.
For kids to look at the whale.
Right.
Man.
He just wants to catch a fish while he's moving sleekly through the sea.
Yeah.
That's
now
what
he has to learn
wants.
A whole Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation routine just for lunch.
And imagine this. Imagine if you, Dino, or you, Jordan, or I, Jesse Thorne, were forced, in order to get our favorite meal, of course, it's cheeseburgers.
I love
you know it.
In order to get a cheeseburger, we would have to go into water and do a dance in there.
On the money, too.
You know
you
what I mean? We got
to
get it.
Yeah,
we got to get, no.
Yeah, right?
To an older Beyonce song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do it to a more recent Beyonce song.
Can you pay my audible krills?
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a little whale Beyonce parody. My point is that it's undignified for the sea lion not only to have to dance for its supper, but in a milieu in which it is uncomfortable.
Hey, man, the choir preacher.
Yeah. Sure.
Nice to meet you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on the same side of this.
But that said, I think I could get a baleen whale to turn a trick.
Right. How do you do it? Oh, are you talking about
that? You do have that ring on.
Sure.
Turn some tricks.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a whale.
I thought we were on the same side.
Isn't that what it is? Isn't that what it is to work at a water park?
It is.
You're basically a whale pimp.
That's my whole thing. Right.
If I say a flea could pull a tree, you get a chain and hook his little ass up. That's what I say to those.
Wow.
Yeah, I turn them out. I'm the sugar-free, rapper sugar-free of animal park employees.
Sure.
Hey, man. At least he's owning it. I like that.
That's where he learned the game.
But I mean, I think we can all agree that we advocate for safety and fair treatment of aqueous sex workers.
Yeah, absolutely.
They deserve our respect.
Absolutely.
It's work.
It's work.
It's work.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whale sex work is work.
Yes.
It's a lot of work, actually. Is this you got to turn around in the water.
Sure. Is this bit worth continuing?
No. Dino's been out for 5 minutes.
Like, no, I had a real point.
Take him a little nap.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here,
What's
man.
Your real point, Dino? What's your real point?
We already covered it.
Yeah. It's like,
we covered it.
It's undignified
it's
to
undignified.
Make a whale. Right. It's like an aquarium
it's
you get to kind of watch.
It's unnecessary.
Sure.
It's unnecessary.
It's fine to watch them in a simulacrum of their natural habitat.
Update the fucking routine.
Oh, you just want a newer song.
I want a thing that makes sense.
Sure.
For a show. You're putting on a show.
Right.
Do the kids need to see a show?
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, cool. Then update the routine.
Or at least just do it to Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Update the routine. Sure. That's my point.
Right. Or something from Lemonade.
Something for sure. At least something from Lemonade if you want to. Yeah. If the Seals are insistent on using Beyonce songs.
Maybe that country song. Everybody likes that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you said it was Dave. Shimka, you were with, so you were capping. You were all capped.
I thought it was David Shimka, but it turned out to be Brian Sunny D. Fernandez that I was with. And I think I just didn't notice Brian because, you know, when he's around, I just try and put him out of my mind.
Sure, yeah.
I don't. He's a wonderful
he's a lovely
man.
Look
at this nice man.
Look at him.
He's got a B on his hat. That's for Brian, Dino.
Sure.
Dino, what's that short for? Dinosaur?
Yep. Cut deep, man. Well, that's the one, and like I said, ah, good one, man. And then afterwards, I was like, hey, I didn't like what you said. Hey, you mind cutting that part off,
yeah,
boy?
That was
I stepped to him. You crossed the
line.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I was just drifting.
Yeah. Hey, I respect you, but
I am, man. I don't think this is cool.
I want to have final edit of this. Please send it to me before you post it. I want to make sure you cut out this disrespectful dinosaur shit.
Dino's publicist opens the studio door. We're like, we didn't even know you had a publicist. Where did your publicist come from?
When did they get here?
She's like, cut.
He said no dinosaur stuff. He said no dinosaur. We're talking about the new album. What it's like to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
It actually is from... my dad, I asked him later, I said, man, where'd you come up with that name? And he said, I was watching the Flintstones and I was high. No lie.
Some powerful friend.
So you could have been Bam Bam. There was a world where it's if your dad had perked up at a different point in the Flintstones.
Oh man, I could have been anything, man. So
Dino Mr. Slate.
Did the other people have a question about the Flintstones?
Please.
You know how they have those cars?
Is it
where
funny?
They...
I don't think so.
Not that I can tell. The show's not. It's some weird that is. It's entertaining somehow, but it's not. It's not a traditional comedy.
No.
When one, in the sense that it's
maybe
not
it
funny,
is,
traditionally comedy.
Well, I mean, I think actually, we talked about, you are uncomfortable watching animals in servitude, and that's the only semi-funny thing in the Flintstones. Yeah. So the animals are forced to act as garbage disposals.
Yeah,
which I'm seems like you would find cruel.
Yeah. Here's my question:
it's a living.
You know the Flintstones car?
Yeah,
where Fred goes blah, 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 with his feet, and then you know, the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet, right?
Sure.
First question: do other people ride in that car with him?
He's taking the family
to the drive-in.
Barney and them somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. Follow up question to that.
Yeah.
That was what I was thinking. Sometimes he takes everybody. Do the other people lift their feet up so that they don't have to?
Everybody runs. I think the more people in a Flintstone car, the faster it's going.
Really?
I think so. I think that's
is well, that how speed works?
Not the baby.
No, the baby's not running. You're right.
The
baby's not running. They probably hold the baby or put it in some sort of safety seat, I would imagine.
Maybe they put it in like
Yeah, you're right. Does Wilma, does she run?
Yeah.
Or is it only Fred?
Right. I do think she runs. I think if you're in the car and you're an adult, you're running. If you're a Flintstones character.
Has Brian looked this up yet?
Yeah, Brian, we're going to need some clarification on this.
Hey, they all run.
They all run.
So what's
does
a car for
run?
Then?
That's it trying to be funny. That's trying to be. It's a joke. It's. Oh, they didn't have.
In the olden times, people were such fucking assholes.
Right.
Such. Rock
they made,
smart.
They made innocent.
Dunderheads.
They made innocent pterodactyls act as garbage disposals.
Well, no, that is amazing. That is an incredible achievement. These are the people we want turning out our aquatic creatures at our local water parks.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's different, man. That's actually a job. He's getting fed.
Yeah. Right.
Compost.
That's true. And I guess,
there's
right, I guess the classic joke is, you know, to camera, it's a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they're there voluntarily.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not assuming any time an animal has a gig.
It doesn't want
that, that, yeah, yeah. No, everybody has to earn their shit.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. That's
it
all.
Is, to be fair, it is hard for pterodactyls in the gig economy.
That's really true.
Yeah, with all these
you
apps
yeah,
and you
can't
get benefits.
Anymore.
It's hard to get benefits.
Yeah, there's no pension.
Yeah, you're just, and there's sometimes the company is taking the tips.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons it's hard to be a pterodactyl these
and, but,
days.
And then they're
you're
they're
just describing an Uber driver, right?
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got
from
you.
Virginia.
I get it. I get the.
Then their parents are like, well, why can't you afford a nest? I could afford a nest. And it's like, well, your generation ruined the economy.
Yeah. So. They're like, well, what about all this avocado toast?
Sure. Okay, pterodactyl boomer.
Oh, I have an update. I have an update on the car.
Thanks, Brian.
They don't. I just saw a video where there were a bunch of people running in like a bus. So I thought they all ran.
Yeah.
But the family actually doesn't run.
And
there are some shots where where Fred isn't even running. He's just cruising along.
That's
so I don't know
that's a continuity
if
error.
He just starts the car and then it gets going. I'm not sure.
Huh. Wow.
But everyone on the bus runs.
Yeah, everyone on the bus runs except the driver.
Well, yeah. Huh.
This is terrible.
Sure.
Why are we learning this? Are there even rules
in
the world?
Nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense. It's anarchy. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break.
Me too, sorry.
Well, no, you said this seems like a good bit.
So we stop. Okay, go to break.
We're
going to
do a pterodactyl
thing. Yeah, go to break. No, the Fred Flintstone and the toxic work environment.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Construction. Anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It was a toxic work environment.
Mr. Slate, I'm just here to break rocks. Mr. Slate jacked off into a plant.
Oh.
Jacked off into a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
It was like, it's a living.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse
Go. La 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 la.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, we got something up on the Jumbotron this week.
We sure do.
To Chris from Anne.
Hi, Chris. Yes.
Damn it, Dino!
If you're going to watch a viral video, let us all see.
Why is it?
Is it the cat that says, well, hi? Because I want to see that again. Well, hi.
I watch it when I got home some more.
Well, hi. I love it. Well, I've watched it. I've probably watched that 80 times.
I am not naughty.
Viral videos are so good.
Remember when remember when that kid said he punched the beard off Father Christmas?
It's great. It's great.
Okay.
Anyway.
To Chris from Anne.
Sure. Hi, Chris. Yes, you. Chris Clanton. I love you, and I'm very glad we're married. I'm sure Jordan and Jesse would both love you, too, if they ever got a chance to meet you.
Seems likely.
Yes, I bet we would. Also,
ooh,
please
I'd love him up and down, baby.
All right. He's a married man. I don't know if they
so
have.
So am I.
Well, okay. Well.
And she gave permission.
You guys are, everyone's very open-minded in this situation.
Yeah.
I love an open
I don't
mind.
Think Teresa would be cool with it.
Yeah. Well, what you don't know. What happens on the podcast stays on the podcast.
Yeah.
We would be doing it on mic.
Yeah.
Also, please enjoy this moment to its fullest extent because it's pretty much your whole Christmas present. We have a toddler, and, well, this is all I've got this year.
Yeah, that's what having a toddler's like.
Yep.
Just no more Christmas presents. Sorry, everybody.
Just get a Jumbotron.
We got the miracle of life going on over here, but that's about the best we can offer.
Present enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey.
If you want to get on the Jumbotron, MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, we'll share your message.
We would love to.
We'll plug your goddamn candle company.
Sure, you got a candle company?
Yeah.
Hey there, you got a stinky wick out there?
Yeah.
We'll talk about your stinky wicks.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of stinky wicks, we're coming to Sketchfest.
We are January 15th, Wednesday, January 15th, 8 p.m. at the Punchline in San Francisco. You know, our friend comedian Nate O'Green organized an effort to save the Punchline this past mm-hmm. year. It was about to go out of business and close down.
But then they heard Jordan and Jesse are coming.
Yeah. And they said, quick, let's close it down before Nate can save it.
But they didn't.
Nope.
We're going to be there January 15th, 8 p.m., Punchline Comedy Club. Awesome guests on this show.
Glenn Washington, friend of Dino Archie's.
Yes. Tony Hale, of course, from Veep, from Arrested Development.
That's Forky from the movie Forky.
Forky will be there, and Pete Fields, music from Pete Fields. He is from Slow Motion Cowboy and Trainwreck Riders. It's going to be a blast. SF Sketchfest shows are always a blast, but I think this one's going to be awesome.
You're going to be on the Talking Simpsons podcast on that Tuesday night.
Yes, Tuesday night, January 14th, 8 p.m. at Piano Fight. I'm going to be talking about the first season of The Simpsons
and
with the Talking Simpsons guys.
The whole first season?
The whole season.
You're like, yeah, it's interesting. It's not as good as it got later.
But you see where some of the ideas came from.
Yeah, and the characters look weird.
They do. The voices are a little weird, too.
Anyway. Yeah, Judge Sean Hodgman.
About frosty chocolate milkshakes a lot.
Thursday night, I'm going to be doing Judge Sean Hodgman with my friend John Hodgman at the Castro Theater. Confirmed. We have booked the Organ Man.
Wow.
It's going to play the organ. The Mighty Wurlitzer there at the Castro Theater.
Oh, you're not talking about Ray J.
He's known as an Organ Man.
SFSketchfest.com for all those tickets. Come out. They're going to be great shows.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Dino Archie.
You can have a nickname.
Drip Lord.
There you go.
Drip James. Drip Flair.
Dino said
those
I was a
good
pimp because I'm wearing a ring. Dino's got a pinky ring on.
Frankie Wing until I get a wedding ring. You know the vibe.
Sure. Yeah.
That's how it goes. That's the vibe. Classic vibe.
Sure. I mean, listen, I've heard the songs while the seals are dancing.
Yeah.
You got to put a ring on it.
Yep. Sure.
My large
Jordan
flipper.
Loves to get out to the SEAL shows.
Yes, love to get out to the SEAL shows. Love to think about a giant ring that would fit over a flipper.
When it comes to loving SEALs, this guy's a regular Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
That's true.
Kids from a Rose.
Are they still married?
I don't know. They're not still married. Brian says no.
Too bad. R.I.P. What chance do the rest of us have?
Yeah, I don't think they're dead.
He proposed to her.
Oh, they are. They're dead to me.
Oh, wow.
I only liked them while they were married.
Okay.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Seal was very funny in his pop star cameo. But
oh, he was
care.
Great in pop star. I forgot about that.
Just got killed by wolves.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
Anyway. Hey, we got calls.
Oh, yeah. When something momentous happens to you, like you remember how funny Seal was in pop star, the movie pop star. Don't Stop, Never Stopping. Is that what it's called?
Don't Stop, Never Stopping, yeah.
That should be on most people's best of the decade list, right?
Sure should.
Pop Star?
No best of the decade list is complete without it.
The movie Pop Star.
Somebody was just telling me that was the one.
Shit's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, really
I gotta check. Yeah.
You know top
how,
to bottom.
You know how you hear the premise and you're like, nah, I don't think I want to see a movie about that. You do.
Yeah, it turns out you super do.
Man, everybody's saying it. I gotta do it.
Yeah. 206-984-4FUN is the number to call when something momentous happens to you, or send us your voice memo at jjgo@maximumfun.org. Before we go to the calls, can I tell you two things that my children said?
Make it three.
Sorry.
The last one, make it fake.
This is comedy. It's the rule of twos.
Oh, right. The rule of twos.
My son, Curtis,
yep.
Who's 2.5 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun age.
Was walking down the stairs in the back of our house. I was sitting in my office. I could just hear him, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see him. He was walking. I heard his like halting footsteps going down the stairs, and then I heard, and then I heard him turn to Teresa and say, "I tooted." That's weird.
That's good.
That's number one.
Yep.
The second one is. Same situation.
Uh-huh.
Exact same situation.
Right.
With my 6-year-old Oscar.
That's a fun age.
They're all fun ages, aren't they? That's why you're not getting anything this year for Christmas, because I got a toddler.
Oscar's walking down the stairs, and he tooted. Mm-hmm. And he turned to Teresa and he said, I wrote it down verbatim real quick so okay. I wouldn't. He said, Mom, every time I feel gassy and I toot, I feel like I get shorter.
You know, it's really nice. I want to really commend.
That's funny. I want to be very just like vulnerable and
yeah.
just I'm gonna put all of it on the table. This might sound weird, but yeah. This is where I'm at. I like yeah. that. That's no ego. That's all complete vulnerability. I like that.
Today, I just want to commend you and Teresa for raising children who are so fart positive.
Yeah. Sorry, in our family, they're called dirts.
Dirts.
Yeah. Do you use the F word for dirts.
Oh, right. Of course. Yes. But it's nice. It's nice to see kids who are not ashamed of their natural gas.
Can I tell you something that Oscar was not ashamed of today?
Hmm.
Today, he said to Teresa, and this is in the realm of being emotionally open and available.
Right.
He said, Mommy, I have to tell you something.
Hmm.
And she's like, what's that? And he said, when we were staying at Rob's house, which is our friend Rob Bedecker right. of Casper Hauser, where we stayed for Thanksgiving, he said, when we were staying at Rob's house, I said, hey, Alexa, show me a butt. And then I looked at a lot of pictures of butts.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Ugh.
The Alexa does
Solid.
That?
I
have to leave.
Yeah, I guess Alexa will just show you butts.
Alexa wasn't like, hey, are you sure?
No.
Like there's no,
Alexa
like, how
was
old
like,
are you?
All right, little girl.
How old are you?
Yeah, say you're 18.
Right.
But maybe it's not nude butts. It could be clothed
butts. I don't think it was a sexual thing. Mm-hmm. I think he just thinks butts are fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sexually fun.
No.
Alexa, I like big butts. And I cannot lie. Can you show me something?
Sure. Would you like me to add to your shopping list?
Dino really liked that one.
Yeah.
Dino's having fun over here remembering.
I do because I wish that was around when I was a kid. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's like
had to do so much work to look at butts.
Yeah, that's a genie.
Yeah. Kids have butts at their fingertips.
Yeah. I bet you could say, Alexa, show me a toot.
Yeah, it probably should be a toot.
Right there.
It'd be great.
She doesn't give a shit.
Sure.
Yeah, Alexa's just like, I just work here.
I wonder what the first butt it shows you is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That's good stuff, man.
Hey, let us know what the first butt you see on Alexa is.
Yeah, what's your first Alexa butt?
Yeah.
Are we going to get into a Baby Geniuses situation where people start sending us pictures of their butts?
You know, I'm fine that being their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
We need our own thing. Let's see those hogs. Let's see those cranks, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes, this is my crank voice.
Oh,
this is the voice of the one who wants to see the cranks.
I love to see it, the crank.
Yes. Oh, did I say cranks? I mean Krangs. The villain from Ninja Turtles.
Hey, Alexa, show me Krangs.
Hey, Alexa, show me Krang.
Okay, let's hear a call.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. I'm going to spitball for you. I'm going to say Travis McElroy.
So close.
That's topical. I might have missed him by probably 50 episodes.
Gino's known as Travis McElroy of Fresno.
In my residence, and some friends came over, friends of friends, per se, and this man was smoking a very large blunt, and he looked at me and he said, hey, man, you want to eat some Fruit Loops? And I thought to myself, okay, he is offering me the strain of marijuana known as Fruit Loops. And I say, yeah, sure, expecting for him to pass the blunt. And instinctively, he reaches into his Abercrombie and Fitch stitched hoodie, grabs a handful of Fruit Loops, and then just kind of tosses them at me, as if you were throwing a snowball at someone. I'm now in the Jack in the Box drive-thru. I'm about to go get extremely, extremely zooted, very high, and figure out what other secrets this Fruit Loops man has. Thanks. Have a good one. Strong as a rock, red as white as a river.
Where was the Fruit Loops man? Where did he? Was it in the Jack in the Box parking lot?
I think it was in the Jack in the Box parking lot, and he was offering him Fruit Loops.
Huh? He's just loose Fruit Loops in a in a hoodie pouch.
An Abercrombie & Fitch hoodie. Well, they come with Fruit Loops in there.
Oh, wow.
It's one of the new things at A&F because, you know, death of malls and so on
right,
and so forth.
Right, sure.
Very hard for retail these days, Dino.
I thought he went to – I thought they were at two different locations.
Mm. Oh, so this guy had the Fruit Loops tossed at him.
And then he bailed out.
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I need to –
like, that's where he gets his thoughts together?
Yeah.
He didn't order nothing. He just went through the drive-thru.
I just need to collect myself and go to a place where I can get egg rolls and tacos.
And breakfast.
And breakfast. All in one big bag, and you shake it up. It's called Jack's Fuck You Bag.
I remember when Jack came out, he was a hater, man. He came out like 50%. He was a hater, man. He came out hating on
Elaborate
Taco Bell.
He had a great guest verse on How to Rob.
Yeah, he was like, fuck Taco Bell. He came out like Tupac.
Right.
Like, fuck Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., you ain't shit, Burger King, fuck you. We Jack. Jack is here now. And there's a whole... Can you YouTube that when Jack first hit the scene? He was a businessman. He came
just
out like...
Google, right. Just Google Jack in the Box, How to Rob Remix.
Yes.
Jack's sickest
it's
burns.
It's a Jack move. Yeah. Because he had the business suit on, right. So he was corporate.
He was respectable.
Yeah. He was respectable, but he didn't give a fuck.
Because he had a round head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he had the nose, and he was just like, what's up, man? Let's get this money.
Sure.
I'm here. It's 24 hours. We don't close.
You want one of those flat oval hash browns at 1 a.m.? Can't get that at Taco Bell.
Yeah, nothing's good there, but we serve it all.
Right,
and
yes.
And we'd never close.
It never
Jack
closes.
From the Jack in the Box, he's got that nose, and he's about that money.
He's about that life. He was like, sure. I wouldn't be surprised
the
if he
got it. The man lives the lyrics.
Right. I'm surprised if he didn't have a strap on. He's like a corporate businessman.
I'd be surprised. Yeah. Number one. I'd be surprised if he didn't have a strap on him.
I know he has a strap.
Number two.
Or somewhere close.
Number two, I'd be surprised if he didn't have a strap on.
Right.
Sure. I think both of them.
I think, right. I think you want to see a bulge in those suit pants.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have it naturally.
Sure.
You're going to want to tie a strap on down there.
Yeah, I think that's likely.
But, yeah, I mean, you gotta be packing because, you know, all these other mascots are probably gunning for him.
Yeah, you got the king. You got Ronald. Ronald got a big old dick.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
Right.
He's nuts. He has a clown dick.
The grimace does, but it's internal.
Wait, like
a clown
shoe?
Dick. Yeah.
Like a clown shoe?
Yeah, sure. Big shoes.
He has clown dick.
Wow.
And then Burger King, that guy's he's the king, so it don't even matter. He probably has a small dick, but he's the king. So, he's going
to
eat no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
Jack came out of nowhere, and he was like, I pulled myself up by my Republican bootstrap.
Sure.
I feel like he's conservative and business wise, but liberal in like
he's sort of a John McCain type.
He is. He's like
he's a rebel conservative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's like, I got to break into this business, and I got to do it the only way I know. And he just starts shitting on everybody. We're never closing. We're open on Christmas. And we're selling whatever you spaghetti will sell.
Right. Here's spaghetti with hot sauce on it. I don't know.
What the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who has the biggest hog in fast food? Five Guys.
Oh, why's that?
Because you line up all the hogs.
So all together.
Five hogs,
so
they
you're
all
saying
equal.
All. You're combining all.
Have you guys ever picked up
they're all average sized
so all
cranks,
together they make,
but
yeah.
With the every
together
five
they're mighty.
Guy.
They're a big.
Like a Voltron.
Like Captain Planet, they just
yes,
all
yeah,
a
well,
different element of
yes,
of
one
things.
Is heart, one is fire, one is water.
One's wood, of course.
Have you ever, Jordan, picked up one of those In-N-Out drink cups and looked on the rim underneath where it says thick 9-inch?
Yes, sure, yeah. It's a thick 9-inch.
Have you ever looked at a Chipotle cup?
Yeah.
It has like wisdom, like woke shit.
Yeah.
Is there wisdom? There's wisdom in a Chipotle cup?
On it. Like a bunch of slogans
right,
that people
like
live by.
Right, it's like dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With this is important is like just things you need to know.
Yeah. Don't neglect the balls.
Don't neglect the balls.
Yeah. Eating and cheating.
Yeah. Eating and cheating.
Consent. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just says consent on there. Like consent
to sexy.
Yeah. Consent
to sexy.
Yeah, get the consent comma,
the
hit
sexy.
The back wall.
Be-
Well, we had a lot of fun. Should we take another call?
Why? Just keep listing things that are on the Chipotle cup for 10 more minutes and call it? Now, let's take that other call.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, Sonny D, and whoever the guest is, because I'm no good at guessing. This is David from Milwaukee calling with a momentous occasion. My wife and I knew some people that owned a store that would rehab furniture and sell secondhand items. And they were closing up to pursue some new business opportunities. We went in to purchase some items on their last weekend, and they were telling us about a box of items, clarity will happen in a moment, that they'd sold earlier in the day for $1,000. They had another box with similar materials, and they just needed to get rid of it at that point because they couldn't go through and do it all on eBay, and they just needed it gone, so they sold it to us for $60. This box was 94 vintage Swedish and French porno magazines. Most of the Swedish ones were illegal to sell and distribute at the time, and these are so hardcore, there's full penetration on the cover. Just thought you guys would appreciate it.
Why? We don't like to fuck.
Yeah, you guys
Who are we, Chipotle cups?
Yeah, are you guys as nasty on this podcast?
No, this is the first swearing
we've
ever done. No, we talk
time
about
this has ever happened.
We talk about Walton Goggins, Danny DeVito's limoncello, and which of the McDonald Land characters has the biggest dick?
That must have been wild, though. In like 1972, you had access to almost no pornography,
right?
Unless you had a Swedish friend.
Sure, yeah.
Then you had it all. Just one friend who could bring an extra bag back on a trip home for Christmas. You know what I mean? Just one Swede.
Right.
Well, I brought what you wanted.
Sure. Some of the bushes will be distracting.
Yes. But there's full penetration right here on
the
cover.
Right here on the cover. Is this a Swedish voice?
Don't know.
Might not be.
Could be Norwegian.
Could be Norwegian.
Could just be two American assholes who are culturally insensitive.
That's right. Not well traveled they are.
Yeah. I've been to Sweden once.
Oh.
For 24 hours. I learned to do this.
Do you have any pornography magazines for me, Werner Herzog?
Yes.
All I want to see is
a man getting fucked by nature.
Man, yes, a man falling into a crater. And he ejaculates one more time before he dies.
206-984-4FUN is your number to call. 206-984-4FUN or jjgo at maximumfun.org. Something momentous happens to you. Or if you've got a new theme song for that Walton Goggins fucking vodka.
Yeah, as long as it's as long as it scans with a nostalgic theme song, we want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear a fully produced. I'm not discouraging anyone who's just going to call in and leave a voicemail.
Right.
I'm not discouraging anyone who's just going to hit record on voice memo and email it over to JJGo at MaximumFun.org.
Sure, it'll kind of have a lo-fi quality, like the first few Against Me
but
albums.
But you're not opposed if they put a little sauce on it, a little stank to it.
Sauce it up a little bit.
Yeah, go
sauce
to SoundCloud. There's a bunch of SoundCloud
like a
rappers.
Recent Against Me album.
I'd like to see if anybody can get a, you know, maybe get a super producer involved or something.
Like Mark Ronson?
Yeah, Nile Rodgers,
sure.
Maybe. Mike Will made it.
Uh-huh, the Neptunes.
Get the Neptunes on. You know what? You don't even have to get the Neptunes. You don't even have to get Pharrell. Just get Chad.
Yeah.
Chad Hugo on the beat.
Another one.
What if Dre came out for this?
Yeah.
Like this was Detox.
Yeah.
He's
ready
for Walton Goggins.
Yeah, it's like when that fucking Hateration in the Dancery song dropped and you're like, oh shit, Dre's got the game on lock. He was quiet for a minute, but this is it. Can he do it without Scott Storch? That's the question. Jordan?
Man, Scotch is nice, man. I follow him on Instagram.
You follow Scott Storch on Instagram?
What's he doing on there?
Call him Scotch, combining the two names into
Scotch,
one?
Scotch, yeah. Well, they should make that his thing.
Yeah, makes sense. It makes sense. Didn't he make like $50 million as a super dude producer and lose it all?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's getting it all back.
He was also in The Roots.
Yeah.
These are interesting things about Scott Storch.
He's from Philly, man. He's like... And he just is, he let the fingers do the talking. He makes beats on the spot.
This guy's
on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Wow. Sounds like a good follow.
It's a good follow, man.
This is a good time to announce now my New Year's resolution. get on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
You want in?
I'm not on it.
Why do you want in?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I think mainly for...
Alexa won't show him butts.
Alexa will not show me butts. She thinks I'm not old enough, even though my mom said it was okay. You know, I think just for, you know, just I think...
Do you feel
a,
like you're missing out or you want to get a little a part
bit.
Of that community?
I think for, you know, for kind of like maybe self-promotion, okay. You know.
So
type,
do you guys, you guys operate, because I gave up my Twitter account.
Okay.
I got out this year.
Smart.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
You guys rock on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do Instagram a little bit more. And even that, at times, I'm like, man, I wish. Do you ever wish none of it, not none of it existed, but do you ever take breaks and come back? Or
yeah. I think for showbiz types, it is good for the career, you know, to be out there being funny and to promote yourself and to promote your things and, you know, podcast episodes, these kinds of things. But yeah, but I would love it if I felt secure enough in my career to not have any kind of social media at all.
God, that would be great.
Would that be nice?
I would, like,
I just
want to
be
see...
in a Star Wars movie so someone will bully me off.
Yeah, I want to see pictures of my cousin's kids sometimes to see how they're doing, how they're growing up. I want to hear from the occasional friend from high school who I like. And I want to see, I did follow a scruffy dog named someone. Someone went in the app, put this on Twitter tweets, I mean Instagram comments, and wrote, Jesse, you need to follow @CityWilly.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't someone recommending a dog. It was the dog recommending himself.
Oh. Well, he's that sliding into DMs.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty thirsty pooch.
And I was like, this is bullshit. I don't, number one, I don't follow dogs on Instagram. I follow people I know and menswear shit because it's my menswear Instagram. And then I was like, but, you know, I'll tap on this name and see what.
Sure.
This dog's fucking premium as shit. I subscribe to that shit. Now it's all I want to look forward to on Instagram. No more fucking Japanese guys in fancy outfits. Now it's all scruffy dog.
Right, right. Yes, I think I'd like to keep it, but not promote anything.
Yeah.
Just as like a...
Just have it as a
like
fun...
a Tumblr.
Yeah.
Like a blog of whatever I think. I've been recording movie scenes, like if I'm up late and like Purple Rain came on.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince came in there after his dad, Clarence Williams III, played by him, beat up his mom. He comes in there and he's like, where are you, motherfucker? And he did this spin move. It was only Prince could do it. He like floated and turned, but he's acting. And I just shot that scene like, oh, I know this little shit. And I'll put it up there. Like, I need you all to see this too.
Yeah.
Or Morris Day
That's
talking
great.
Shit. That's what I like it for.
Yeah.
I would like to follow an Instagram just of Morris Day talking shit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yep. That's all. Yeah, Rick James, all of them guys.
You know, that's that was the kind of thing in the Tumblr days.
Yeah.
It would be, fuck yeah, Morris Day talking shit.
Yeah. I would also be willing to download an app that was promoted by Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mirror app.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yo, Jerome was talking big shit. He was fly, man. I put Jerome on there.
That just dude is. Did you see that dude on like the, he was, maybe they were on the BET Awards recently, I want to say. That's what they were on, I think.
I was watching
them. Those motherfuckers are still clean as a board of health, looking good, dancing good, singing good. They got their act together. Watch out, county fairs, because your shit's about to get
man. If they ain't
burned
you.
Down, Morris Day and Jerome.
Yeah,
they look so good. They sounded so good. I was like, fuck yeah.
Your girl's coming home with glitter on her.
Yep.
If she's anywhere near the vicinity of the stage.
Even if she's just getting a funnel cake.
She's just like, you get home and you're like, how did this mirror get in my bed?
Full-length
floor mirror.
Yeah, I just want to use it to, like, show moments of dope shit that I've downloaded in my head.
Yeah, that, you know, this sounds great. Once I get on the Instagram, I'm going to follow you.
Jordan, I'm going to follow you.
Hey, thanks, man.
I want to see some pictures of Bug.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I do have a cat that I think could be very popular.
Probably getting a box or something.
She's a little fat. It's part of her charm.
Yeah. Okay. 206-944-FUN. JJGO at MaximumFun.org. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jessica.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun. La, la, la.
Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we host When Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting.
Whether you are a parent or just know kids exist in the world, join us each week as we honestly share what it's like to be a parent.
These are really hard questions.
They are really hard questions.
I don't have any answers for them.
I don't either.
Sack of garbage.
No.
The end of the show will just be 5 minutes of Biz and Teresa crying and screaming until the outro is played. So join us each week as we judge less, laugh more, and remind you that you are doing a great job.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jordan, Jesse, go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Dino Archie, a.k.a. D. Goggins.
Dino's... Dino, by the way...
D. Goggs.
On the subject of reasons that it's unusual that Dino announced I could pimp out a marine mammal because I'm wearing a ring, It just occurred to me, Dino walked in here wearing a warm-up jacket with fur trim.
Okay.
Is that a warm-up jacket?
I think it's pretty much a warm-up jacket.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you say
is.
It's a warm-up, like out of a tracksuit?
No, man. That's like, well, it's...
Is it like a bomber?
I think it's like...
Maybe
it's
more
a fly,
of a silky bomber?
It's a silky bomber. It's a fly of the Harlem, you know, late 2000 era.
So you're trying, you're trying to be like in the dip set with this fur
it's
trim.
Very, I'm not trying to be nothing, but it is, if I were to say what, so for the listeners who can't see.
You've got
see
dip
it,
drip? Sure.
It's
kind
of dipped
saying?
Down, man. There's a little bit of a dip of a driplomat over there.
I mean, if anybody out there, if anybody out there is,
and that's a shout out to Cam because he's yeah, you already know.
We all know who
you
keeps
you already
computers.
Know killer.
We yeah, know who keeps computers putin'.
Have you heard the new album, Purple Haze 2?
Is there a new song about whether he keeps computers putin'?
There's not, but he's talking about Maury though.
Oh,
he
okay.
always right. likes Maury. He loves Maury Povich. He fucks with Maury heavy and keeps computers putin'.
Cameron.
Shout
man,
out to
when
Cam.
Cameron was at his peak, I was like rolling my eyes at the dipset people. There'd be these people who love the diplomats, Cameron's crew. They love them so much, and I'd be like, God, shut up about the fucking dipset. You know, like how good, because I was being serious at the time. I was like, look, I like Beanie Siegel or whatever. I like these serious raps. Looking back, I fucking blew it so big time. That crazy, silly nonsense that Cameron talks is like one of the best rap things ever in history. And he was wearing, he would have like a
pink robe,
like a yellow Laffy Taffy colored fur coat to the ankles that matched his Land Rover in the same color.
Yeah. He,
we were wrong
about his flowers. Yeah. Yeah. He deserves his flowers. He deserves his flowers while he could still smell them, man.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, a lot of rappers.
Here's to you, Killer Cam.
Yep. Thank you, man. For
Dipset salute.
Still doing it for the culture. He got a new album out. I get nothing in this. I am an A&R at Warner Brothers.
You've actually just used your plug time. It's over.
Yeah.
So you have. I mean, I don't know.
You know, like, hold on. Hey, Hell Rel has a new record. Hell Rel.
Nope, sorry. That was the plug. You used it.
It was more than worth
you
it.
You used it.
It was more than worth it.
We can know. With
I don't
just,
want
you
nothing.
A, you're not. You're a, we don't want
to. Check out Jim Jones balling, too.
No. That's it.
That's like the when they go, chefs, don't touch shit.
Yeah.
I've seen one on the show where they got 20 minutes to make a a fucking Keisha.
This is on like on the Chopped,
all them stupid ass shows. And they go 5, 4, and then the guy had like some little bit of chives. The time went zero, and he threw them on, and everyone's like,
"Wow,
what the fuck did you?"
That's
just
a dream. Be out there fucking throwing.
We don't want to. We don't want to anger our our brothers and sisters to the north. So you can have an extra plug if you want to.
Yeah.
What are you up to? Is there, tell people where they can find
you. Where can people
you.
See the great Dino Archie?
When is this gonna?
This goes out tomorrow, baby. Tuesday.
Yeah. They can find me in the Drip City capital, Vancouver, Canada. I'm doing a show January 4th.
In this case, does Drip just refer to Patagonia vests?
No, it's there's a lot of that, but this is very wet. It's a wet
city. Got it.
It's
literally physically.
It's literally like the.
It's the coffee. They like a drip coffee. They don't want an Americano.
They have all categories of drip. Sure. Post nasal.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing this show. I do it annually. It's on my birthday, January 4th, and it's at the Vogue Theater. And I have like four other dope ass comics. From Canada, usually, like Dave Merhege, Gavin Madsen, guys that are in the States, but they came from there. And, you know, we do a whole, like, you know, five of us or
can
four
my,
of us.
Can something. My friend Tony come?
Tony's got VIP tickets.
Oh,
Tony
good.
From the Tim Hortons. Yeah, it's a good vibe, man. Tony. And it's like a party. I have a DJ on. And so that's the biggest thing I'm doing. And other than that, I'm living life, man. I'm touring out of there. I just got engaged, and
hey,
you know, shout out to my girl.
She's
congratulations.
Healthy, you know, is healthy and born and fucking great.
Yeah.
Sleeping early, you know.
That's what's
eating
up.
Eating early, my food's digested right.
You got to sleep early.
You got to go to sleep early.
Yeah. I'm working on some lamb chops in the tum-tum right now, baby. Yeah.
Get to bed around 11.
Yeah. Yeah, man, life is good. So you can find me, DinoArchie.com or Dino the Beloved at Instagram.
It's bold.
Got off Twitter.
You thinking about doing Jordan the Beloved? Have you considered
Come
that?
Come on, jump
no,
on.
Oh, that's probably a soccer player or
Jordan,
something.
Jordan the Bluest Eye.
Maybe not that.
Yeah, doesn't seem appropriate.
Might not go over like, they would have to have heard this riff for that not to seem offensive.
The purest skin and the bluest.
I love Tony Morrison. How about tribute?
Milky White Jordan?
Nope.
I just wanted to get away from the Toni Morrison stuff. Is
I didn't
that
even
good?
Think about having to get my name on there.
Yeah,
I didn't even get my name on Twitter.
Jordan Morris, that already belongs to famous soccer player Jordan Morris, I'm sure.
Probably.
From the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're gonna end up with J_Orden_Morris.more.is-podcast. .69/nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, Dino Archie, it's been a joy.
Yeah.
We'll see everybody at SF Sketchfest in San Francisco January 15th at the Punchline. Is that right? 14th?
That's correct, I
15th.
Think.
15th at the Punchline. We will see you in your songs about Walton Goggins vodka.
Right. Hey, so next week, we got a special live show coming at you with Allie Gertz and the Doughboys.
Hot fire. Ow!
Oh, no, there's a fire in the studio. That has nothing to do with the show being good.
It's not.
No.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
The show is fine.
It's
sort of a habit. It's sort of a habit. You get used to it after a while.
So Brian Sonny D. Fernandez has been nice enough. He's going to tack on to the end of that live show some of the best Jordan Jesse Go moments from 2019. So if you have anything you want to suggest, just suggest a moment. Hashtag it JJGo on Twitter. If you're a real chum, maybe you'll put a little time code there. But yeah, if you have anything you want to hear in that best of the year montage, JJGo on Twitter.
Yeah, you can share it also on Reddit, MaximumFun.reddit.com. You can tag us on Facebook or message us on Facebook. Just look for Jordan Jesse Go there. Any of those will work. That time code makes Brian's life a lot better. He's nodding up and down. He's basically just
loves
saying,
time code. He's
please,
horny.
Please put a time
He's
code.
He's horny for time code.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.